This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed, and this is our fifth annual Thanksgiving sode. So happy Thanksgiving, Bridget.
Happy Thanksgiving, Alicia.
I did ask Tyler to join us. And
how'd that go?
He's declined. Remember the days when he was so excited to be on the podcast? He would listen at the door and really wanted to
he'd walk through the dining room and be like, and like say something on his way to go get a snack in the kitchen, like when you were living here and stuff. He was on our episode 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and when you lived in Amesbury.
Yes, that too. I mean, he's made an appearance, you know, more than a few times, I feel like, maybe a handful of times, but I guess the older they get, they don't want to do that stuff anymore. It's not fun anymore.
Our boys growing up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
So this is episode 103.
Yes, it is.
I think we've done probably more in the pandemic than we did in the year 2019, probably.
I told you the Zoom thing has been a thing. Like I told you, like even before we even went into the pandemic, I said, let's get people on the video chat so we could do the California people. Like, let's do all of this. And
yeah,
then
but it's not the same.
It's not, but you know,
it's not the same. You're not having, you know, cheese and crackers and wine and hanging out. It's just, it's not the same.
Right. But at least this kind of gives us a variety to also open up to a little bit more, a variety of people. Scheduling wise too, man, remember the scheduling where it's like, that's not going to work for me. That's not going to work for me. Oh, this will work for me. And then you'd have to drive down here. And you'd be like, why the heck did I agree to this? It's like, well, this is the only time our guest, in order for us to have awesome guests. Remember that time when we had to have John, when we got John Jerome last year and you were like, it's raining, it's miserable. And we went to the Jerome zone last Thanksgiving.
Yep, we did. So you tell me a little bit about what's going on in Gloucester. Are they going to be able to keep ladies' night and men's night? Because technically that would be in a couple of weeks, wouldn't it?
It is. I'm not exactly sure how they're addressing it. There is a flyer going on that shop local, shop downtown, and it starts on Black Friday, and it's shop wicked deals, and it's check with the individual merchants about opening times. There is ladies night, and it's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and the shops are going to be offering all day deals, specials all day. So okay. I don't think it's going to be sanctioned where it's like, ladies night, like come on down ladies. It's check with their hours. These are the deals all day. Like the deals are going to run all day for the local local stores. For men's night, it's going to be the same thing. That's on December 17th. It's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. There's going to be deals all day. So go at your own time, safely, securely. On December 14th, there's a shopping spree drawing. Three people win gift certificates to participating businesses. And GMG is part of one of the sponsors for Christmas in Gloucester. So I'm sure they're going to be, Joey's going to ramp it up and talk about it a lot more on his, you know, his Gloucester cast, his Sunday live thing that he's doing, which, did you see his studio lighting testing that he's been doing? We need ring lights. I'm just
Yeah, he's going all out. And did you see his Fiverr? He used Fiverr for
Stop
his intro.
It.
Yeah. So go see the intro, because the intro is really cool. The intro and the exit. So he's like big time. Like he's getting into
Hold on. Let's just say, I mean, B-Side knows some musicians. And when I say she knows some musicians, she got blackmail on some musicians. So We just gonna throw that out there. I don't need $5. I got people.
We use Fiverr. We use Fiverr for the intro that we have right now.
However, we have local artists.
I know we do.
We
have local artists that we haven't used yet because where are they? We're still using our Fiverr one.
Let's. Where are you at, John Jerome? Where are you at, John Jerome?
Yeah, where are you at, John?
What are you doing? You got a studio. We did have someone from Neon 90s produce our last disclaimer. So there's
we
that.
Did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
And like that bass, and look at your bass, your Kathleen Turner voice you got going on. I honestly can feel it going right down my chakras right now. It's like I can feel it going through my core down to my like tailbone. It's pretty nice. It's a nice vibration. I enjoy it so much.
Crackhead. All right. So is that it for?
Yes, that is all we have. So on the 27th, we've got, you know, all the deals, Black Friday deals. Just check with all the merchants that are going on. I'm sure they're going to be posting about them. Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 28th, is Small Business Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. I know Turtle Alley has those advent calendars.
Oh, cool.
Not an ad. I know they ran out of the kid advent calendars. Okay. I'm pretty sure they might have those adult ones. Friend of the pod, Rachel, she got one. So get on that. She posted last year almost every day what truffle came in the day of. So
awesome.
Yeah. I feel like if I bought one, I'd just eat all of them right away. So I'm not going to do that. One of my goals during quarantine was to not get fat, and I'm trying very hard not to do so. So there's that.
There you go.
Yeah.
So a lot's still going on, just, you know, calling all the merchants, and it's going to kind of suck for, you know, the groups of ladies and men that actually, you know, got together and would end up at Stones at the end of the night and, you know, all that fun stuff, which is not happening. So.
Yeah, I mean, I used to love just going down there. Like, I would not go into the stores only because my anxiety would just be through the roof because I don't like crowds. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah, but it does get pretty crowded, even on the street. I mean, there's just people everywhere.
Yeah, I did love the bars. And I think that when things kind of calm down a little bit, like virus-wise, I'm thinking maybe next year if, you know, the weather changes, they might try this outdoor seating thing again and block off the street so that it's just people in the street for ladies' night and men's night.
Like a block party for ladies' night and men's night.
I think that would be perfect. I mean,
yeah, that'd be fun.
I walk through downtown every morning and every evening with my dog. I'm going to say there's not that many stores. There are some changes. I walked by Larson's Shoes, rest in peace, Larson's Shoes. And it's completely demolished in there. I mean, my heart broke yesterday. So shout out to Wendy, Christy, and oh my God, what's the brother's name?
Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kyle's my homeboy.
I just totally blanked. He's going to hate
Kyle's
me.
Kyle's my homeboy.
I'm so sorry. Kyle, come over to my house and pet my dog. She loves you. But there's not that many stores. There's really not. And then the stores that are there, it's kind of, they're odd stores, you know? They're just, like, there's a niche, you know? The Pop Gallery, love Pop Gallery, by the way. Not an ad, but it's just, it's a weird vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
I've been saying this for years. We need to embrace exactly what Oakland did, where there's empty storefronts. Give a pop-up place 6 months. Give them 6 months rent-free. Get in there, see how business goes. If it works out, then start paying rent. But Gloucester's not that type of place. Let's just say that
no one's gonna give 6 months free rent because people got to pay their rent. So.
Some of these owners are business tycoons. I'm sure they'll be fine. I mean, not in this pandemic, so maybe not. There's that.
So speaking of things that are changing, what's changing for Thanksgiving? Anything?
Yes, I'm not going to Alicia's house and getting Kathy's sweet potatoes this year. This upsets my heart tremendously. So the original plan was to take my mother to my brother's house, because my nephew turned 7 on Thanksgiving this year. It has done the cycle, and he officially is turning 7 on Thanksgiving, which he was under the impression his birthday was always on Thanksgiving, but he didn't understand that his day changes just like Thanksgiving. Right. So my niece and her fiance were driving up here and getting tested. So there was that. My niece just graduated college the other night with a criminal justice degree.
Very crazy.
Found out on the internet, just like some other things. I was like, oh, didn't know that. Cool. As of right now, I don't know if I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah, a lot of people are just not. So I'm still having the same people I have every year. So it doesn't really
I gotta give your daughter a Tupperware because I need
this. Yeah, give her Tupperware. We'll have plenty of leftovers.
Okay. I just want those sweet potatoes. You know I work out.
I thought the mashed potatoes
was no, sweet, absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, I thought it was the mashed potatoes.
No. You know the only reason why I work out is not for that damn turkey.
The sweet potatoes are the only thing that I like for that meal. And my mom only makes them once a year. You think I mean they're really not that hard, and you think I would make them, but for some reason it's just one of those things that we only make once a year, even though it could be added to anything at any time.
No, another reason why we were pushing to go to my brother's is because with my mom's pending double lung transplant, which that call could come in any day now, is the fact that that phone call could come in any day. And we just don't know what will happen after the fact. And we don't know what will happen next holiday season. Because next holiday season, we will be wearing masks regardless if there's COVID or not. Because she will have to wear a mask the rest of her life in general public. So this would be so that's what we were trying to do. Fingers crossed that still happens.
So you usually are like a stickler about not listening to Christmas music before Thanksgiving. However, did you break that this year?
I did not break that, but I broke the not giving people shit for it.
Okay. All right. That's probably even better.
I also did break it. I did listen to a few songs. I'm not going to lie.
So I listened way earlier than I normally would. So did my sister. And that's thanks to 104.9, because 104.9 started on November 1st.
104.9 or 106.7?
Nope, 106.7 just came in a couple weeks ago. 104.9 started literally November 1st.
The river started on November 1st, really?
Wow. Yes, they started on November 1st. And then 106.7 came in later than that, a couple weeks later, because we're almost in December
now. We're
almost in December now. So I have been listening since November. And then I've been listening on and off, but I also love the Alexa because I can listen to any album that I want. So like John Legend had a new album last year, but so that was good. Dolly Parton came out with a new one, A Holly Dolly Christmas. So I've been listening to that. But yeah, it definitely came a lot sooner this year. I'm changing up the color of my Christmas tree, the bulbs. And I asked Peter if he had any input as to the color. And he said, I just don't want black, which by the way, they do sell black and silver ornaments at Target. I didn't think that was a thing. He was being kidding, but it's really a thing. So, and Target, it always has sales on bulbs, and I decided with rose gold,
ooh,
champagne, and silver. Wow. And Peter said, this will be the last year for a pink Christmas tree. I said, listen, I gave you an option. I asked you to help me. I asked you to give me recommendations, and you didn't. So this is what I got, and that's it.
Also, you feed him. There's that.
That's right. And I wanted to put up decorations already, and he's another one that feels that decorations should not go up until the day after Thanksgiving.
Now, wait a minute. Did you tell him that Bridget had approved anyone decorating prior to Thanksgiving?
No,
that should have been anyone's green light to go ahead and decorate prior.
He eased up a couple of days ago. I'm like, yeah, wow. It's in a couple of days. Thanksgiving's in a freaking couple of days. I already wanted to get the Christmas tree. And he said no, because it would die before Christmas. But
not if you feed it aspirin.
Listen, I'm working from home, which means I can water it all day long. So it's not going to die.
I'm just like, I feel like I mean, it's so weird because I have had people say, well, Bridget said it was okay to decorate. So it's green lights. And I'm like, that's exactly right. I'm just go for it. Like, you know,
I did have a friend decorate the first week in November, but I have noticed more. I don't know if you've noticed this on social media. I've noticed more people this year getting a fake tree than a real one.
Yes. They actually said that. They have said that in the news that a lot of people are getting more fake trees because
Really? They
could have their tree up longer to bring up their spirits more. Also so that they could continue to decorate it into like Valentine's Day and everything like that too.
No, I'm not doing that. I go up till New Year's at the most, even if
I have a fake tree. It's a pre-lit Christmas tree that Kathy bought at Kmart in Saugus for $3.
What?
Yes. She found it two or three years ago. It was returned and it was on clearance. And this woman was like hawking like over it, like hovering over it. And she walked away and Kathy snagged it. And she went up to the register and she was like, well, how much is this? And the woman said $3. And Kathy literally like gave them $3 cash for and this trip. And here's the thing. It works. It sits in my gym. And any sweaty selfie that you see me post on Instagram, that tree is in the background. I mean, it's not plugged in because I need an electrician. Peter, I'm looking at you. I honestly thought about it last week. I was like, this bad boy should go downstairs now. And then I was like, no, not yet. Because, and then last night when I started doing my split stretches, because I've started this challenge on doing splits better. That's right.
Splits?
Yes, ma'am.
Like as in splits?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I haven't heard anyone do a split since like middle school.
Well, when you dance the way I do, you gotta, you know what I mean? Gotta widen those hips. The tree is in my way for my wall splits. So the tree needs to move. That might happen today, as well as like binging some show on Netflix. And I thought about also putting the Christmas lights up on my posts that are outside that I installed during the 4th of July. I think my first Christmas song was Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, I don't think I've heard that one. Oh, does she have an album? She has an album?
She does.
Oh, I've never heard that one. Now maybe I'll put that on my list.
Yep. I will say it's in my top three, rivaling like, you know, my wish this year with Britney Spears and, you know, obviously classic Mariah. You know, and then I think I heard Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas, which is my all time classic Christmas song. I heard that the other day. I did turn on Magic for a brief second because I was just like, what's playing? And there it was. And I was like, okay, this is good. That's enough. Christmas cards get ordered on Friday. You know me and that Christmas card.
I think I'm not going to do, I don't know. I don't think I have anything this year unless I got really creative because I don't have anything with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But although I did get, we did get new matching pajamas this year.
Ooh.
So that might be one for the next year. My kids kind of look the same right now. So yeah, there's that. So matching pajamas. Do you know a lot of families that do that?
I know a lot of families that do that. You know, what's funny is I think when I was maybe, I think when my brother, when my last year living in the park, my brother and I went to Donna Locke's house, and my brother got drunk and I got drunk. I was close to 21. His girlfriend had bought him like flannel pajamas, and I came down and we were like, oh, let's just make a, you know, TBS Christmas Story, a drinking game. And I came down and we were literally almost wearing similar pajama set. I think we took a picture of each other, of us, and that was the closest we came to like matching pajamas, but us as a family haven't done it. But I know other people. You know, Gabby, Liam, and Alana have done that. They've done the matching pajama set. Yeah. You know, of course, they're the most adorable family ever, and I'm biased, but, you know, there's that.
Yeah, we're doing a white, red, and black flannel. And okay. I got the dogs, and I got them really early because we get the dogs too. The dogs are a medium, and I had to wait, so I finally got them. So, yeah. So what is your Christmas going to look like this year? Is it going to be different, or is it just going to be the same? So my Christmas is not really big, so.
No, my Christmas is going to be the same. The exception is that Gabby will be in Florida. Her and her fiance will be down there. So she's spending Thanksgiving here, and then she'll be down there because her fiance has one more year of college left. So the little ones will come here. It's always been like that. The only thing that will change is probably Christmas Eve, depending on what happens, because we usually go to Donna and Mandy's house, and that may not happen because,
oh, gotcha.
You know, because of Kathy's condition regardless. And then that good old, you know, isolation quarantine thing. So, you know, other than that, I mean, also keep in mind, like I work in an office that's got, you know, I see close to 45 people a day that are coming in with all kinds of things, which just, you know me about, like, I literally saw a post on my Facebook memory yesterday that says, I will mace your face with Lysol. I was like, oh, see, I've been doing this for years, guys. Like, this isn't new to me. I don't like sniffles. I don't like people that cough funny. Like, yeah.
It's like Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. Had it.
It was Monk, it right. too. Monk and Howie Mandel. Like, don't touch me. Like,
yep.
Stay out of my bubble, please, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of attire for the holidays, we both got Thanksgiving t-shirts.
We did. Yes, absolutely.
So there's two different sources that have t-shirts like this. There's Hippie Runner, and which I didn't know about until I got you a shirt from there, and you're like, oh, I know about Hippie Runner. And the other one I get a lot from is Saturday Pancakes. Saturday Morning Pancakes.
Yeah.
And their Hippie Runner is the most reasonable. They're usually $15 at all times. Mm-hmm. They're always, you know, 50% off. And I actually got Kate, Mrs. Shimotaro one time. I got her, it was a dandelion. It said blow me. So she really liked that. So she can wear that while she goes running. So yours is really, you accidentally got yours a little bit big. So were you able to shrink yours?
So I tried the Pinterest method and the internet method of shrinking it by putting it in boiling water and then putting it in the dryer, and then it didn't shrink. And then I put it in hot water through the laundry cycle and then dryer, and it didn't work. So then my good friend, Amy Pritchard, who made a whole bunch of masks for the city of Gloucester. She made my Wonder Woman mask, my Batman mask, and she made my Littles Batman and Wonder Woman masks. She is actually in the process of hemming my shirt for me.
Hemming it?
So she's taking in the sides. So she has one of my other long sleeve shirts. So she's using that as the cincher, and she just cuts the seam and then we'll she'll just cinch it that way. Yeah. She's a brilliant person that does that. She also does the free prom dresses every June or so at the Cape Ann Bible Church. They got like one of those awesome Gloucester grants as well. So she's amazing. So she's,
I think
that.
It's a testament to the t-shirt company that it won't shrink.
No, it will
that
not.
Is the testament that's yeah. Amazing. And what does your t-shirt say?
It says gobble baby, gobble baby, gobble. I can't even say it. It says gobble baby, gobble, which
and
is.
For those that don't know, the Wobble song.
Hey, that's right.
Actually, can we make that our exit song?
I think we can, but you know how Joey feels about copyrighted music.
Oh, yeah, never mind. So,
I mean, if it plays on my phone, like right now, I mean, who's to say it's not my ringtone?
No, actually, it was Darcy's ringtone. When Darcy used to call me, it was a ringtone, and that's what it was. But my t-shirt says, which is absolutely perfect for my house. What's it say, Bridget?
It says
wine,
turkey, wine, and no politics.
Yes.
Which, so, you know,
be perfect. I have my brother-in-law, my ex-husband coming here. So,
God, I want to be at your house so bad.
This is for everyone.
Oh God, I want to be at your
turkey
house.
Turkey wine
so bad.
In no politics.
I'm gonna miss your brother-in-law this year too. He is a good time. I mean, he doesn't really even talk about politics unless that.
No,
other
he really.
One,
he, no, he really that, doesn't. To be
unless
honest.
That other one riles him up, which always fascinating as to which Chris we're getting at Thanksgiving, because 2 years ago, all he wanted to do was punch me, and he kept saying it all day. I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna punch you. Get off your phone. I'm like, leave me alone. And then last year, all he did was be on his phone, and I was like, oh, it's silent. It's beautiful. Yeah, he's going to rip me apart for this one. Shut up.
He doesn't listen. So what are you going to be, what are you thankful for this year?
You know,
one big, huge thing you should be thankful for. It's right in front of your damn, like, how are you not thinking about it? And if you do, what is the biggest thing that happened this year that you are thankful for?
Zoom.
Are you kidding? I'm going to give you one more freaking shot. Are you kidding? Is this real life right now? You're kidding. Your mother got on the list for the double lung transplant.
I was going to say that.
That's
yes.
The biggest thing. That should roll right off your tongue.
It was, yeah, well, I was leading up to that. I was thinking of other smaller things first, but yes.
No, that's pretty huge. And you did a lot of fundraising, and you did a lot of virtual fundraising.
I did. And
which everyone had a lot of fun.
We did. I actually have to figure out, we have some handmade jewelry that was made by someone she went to high school with, and it's gorgeous pieces of like wire and gemstones that I need to figure out how to do like an online auction. So anyone that's listening that knows how to do that, please let me know, because I have like kind of no idea what to do for that. I'm super thankful and grateful that finally, you know, there's no more is she or isn't she. Since we talked with the Mo Bros, she was on the list. Since then, she is officially gotten boosted further up the list.
Wow.
So that means the call, yes, the call could come at any given point in time. That doesn't mean that that will be the official time that she'll get the transplant, because there are what they call dry runs, where she could get, you know, the IVs put in, everything prepped. The surgeon could look at the lungs and be like, nope. And she goes home.
Right, right.
So, I mean, my phone, my ringer is on. Like, I have, even though I have do not disturb on, phone calls still come in. So there's that. And that jazz.
What else are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for, you know, just certain people. I wouldn't say all my care bearers, because some of them kind of disappear. I will say there's certain people that stuck through, like this quarantine. You know, I'm thankful. I know this is going to sound real vain and really weird. I'm thankful for my online gym and my online community, the gym community. I started that in quarantine. And in a way, it's been kind of like my saving grace. Like, it's been something for my stress relief.
Yeah.
I can escape to it. I mean, I have my spare room, so I'm able to just escape for 28 minutes. I'm able to just go and be there. And some of the instructors I've become friends with on Instagram, I talk with them, you know, they go through struggles too. So it's just been a great outsource there.
I wonder how that's going to affect the gyms in general, because for instance, like I joined Beachbody during quarantine and I love it and I love all the different things, and I don't plan on, you know, joining another gym where I can do classes, because now it's just super convenient and mm-hmm. I really like it, and I built up my little kind of gym. So, and then, you know, I found, you know, that other people do Beachbody too. And I had no idea, like all of a sudden, you know, people, Oh, I did that program. Oh, I did, I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, you, like you just said, like that online community. And I wonder that's going to affect, I feel like that's probably going to affect gyms greatly, because we've learned to adapt to this virtual life even mm-hmm. more so. But, you know, and then there's, you know, there's, and then there's other like personal training gyms like VIP Fitness, that is also amazing. And she is, you know, killing it there. So, and that's,
oh, Tuki loves walking awesome. By to say hi to her. Tuki loves walking by her gym. Like Tuki keeps
and this looking, fantastic.
Yeah. Tuki keeps looking for her. Like today we walked by and Tuki looked for her and she wasn't there. And she was, Tuki was very sad.
And that's another awesome thing that Gloucester should be thankful for, that she came to Gloucester, as I believe she's back. Still in Peabody. But she's coming back home. She's coming back to her roots. She's been out of town for way too long. So
maybe we should have her on at some point.
Totally. Love her. Love Enza. Love yeah. Enza.
I think also like the gym that I found through Weight Watchers, it was a, you know, I had all these wellness points, and because you rack up all these points, and there was a 3-month trial, and I joined them. I mean, I've got the most expensive trampoline I've ever experienced in my life. And now I can honestly understand why it's as expensive as it is. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I mean, the classes, you know, I still do the dance classes with Eric, where there's not that many people that go to the class. We're all spaced out. So Sarah at Magma does an incredible job at sanitizing. She sanitizes the studio and everything in between classes. Everyone wears a mask while dancing, by the way. So let me tell you, when you are doing hip hop dancing with Eric, he goes full out and you are wearing that mask. There is no...
Yeah, I don't know how you guys breathe.
you would be surprised. I mean, like... It's incredible. And then there's heels dancing, which I may or may not have almost killed my body the last class.
That's no joke.
No, I overcompensated, because let's just say there's some competition in the room and I was just like, not today, girl. And then my body was like, no, today is where you die. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think having those resources, and I will also say this, it's okay to not feel thankful or grateful for things right now. Everyone's in different situations. Families have been pulled apart. Families have just been like, it's been a shit year. And I will say 2020 is a lot better than 2019. I'm saying it. I've been saying it. I'm like, yeah, it's a lot better than 2019 for me. I'm not going to lie. Granted, I haven't been able to go to the club. I don't go to no clubs. Go to the bar, go see live, like local music. I mean, go play cornhole. Sorry, not sorry. I found new things. I found new vices.
That's good.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful for having a job and
family. I got that too. I got a job that I don't cry on my way to commute.
There you go. So I'm just thankful for all the everyday stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll see what 2021 brings.
Yeah.
So
should be interesting.
As long as things go back to normal, I don't give a shit what brings.
I mean, what would exactly, like, what is going to be normal? Like, I don't think there's
going
to.
Stones on a Saturday night, going to Stones at all. You know, life.
You're gonna drive all the way down here to go to Stones. Fuck
no,
you.
it's an analogy. Like it's you know, things are back to normal when you can go to a crowded place like Stones and be able to converse, sit next to strangers, and just be normal. That's normal.
Strangers.
That's normal. That's what life is. You know. Being able to get on a plane, I've already done that twice, it doesn't matter, but being able to go anywhere you want and not have to have restrictions, being able to go and, you know, just all that stuff. So that's what normal is. Not having to worry about anything.
I mean, I just want people out of my bubble anyway. Like, this couldn't have been my most ideal, like, rules anyway. It's like, yes.
Well, I got places to go, so I don't like restrictions. So,
yeah, that's obvious. So. Like, that was, I know you don't like rules.
No, I don't. I mean, going to Alabama in February, which I'm extremely excited about. I've never been to Birmingham, so I would like to go back in a time bubble. So, that'll be fun.
I want to say so many things about what you just said. So
I'm excited.
I mean, it's definitely a time bubble.
Yeah, I know. So,
is your brother-in-law and ex-husband going with you?
No, not this time. Can you make sure to put all of the great places that we talked about in the notes?
Yes,
because we did talk about a lot. Our rambling, we do, if you haven't noticed, we do throw in a lot of
we drop sports. All the names we do drop a lot. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Give Stones Pub some love so they can open one day.
I know. I see their sign that says we'll be back soon, and I'm like, when?
Not soon enough.
I know. It's just I mean, the only place that's open is Minglewood and the Brew Pub, but you know how I feel about.
Another one in the books, 5th annual. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Well, Alicia Unleashed, episode 103, out.
Peace.